You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is a very familiar sound. This is Herbs with French Letter, of course. We've got Te Re Pakahi in the studio and we'll be chatting to him in just a moment for B-Movies. This is Herbs, of course, with French Letter, which means it's time for B-Movies.
Go ahead. Make my film.
It's B-Movies, thanks to Mitzi Bar, your source for all things NZIFF, thanks to the best place to go before or after.
And this morning we are very fortunate to have Te Are Pākahi in the studio, who is the director of Herb's Songs of Freedom, one of the big, big movies in this year's NZIFF. Kia ora, Te Are Pākahi, how are you?
Kia ora, good to be here. Very well.
It's lovely to have you.
Excited.
I'm excited too. I really enjoyed watching this movie. It's incredibly moving. It's an amazing story about a band that I think has just been like the backbone of New Zealand for so long. Everybody knows their music. It's just everywhere, you know. How was it for you approaching this project? Did you go, oh my gosh, this is huge? Or did you go, you know, I think I can do this, I can tackle this?
The latter, obviously. I thought this was going to be simple. I just came out of, we just finished making a film about a song, one song.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, okay, I'm sure I can do something about a band.
This is Poye, for people who aren't familiar, but I'm sure many people will have seen that movie already. You're like, oh, band, that's fine. Yeah. I can just chat to them.
That's right. They've got a big catalogue, big story, we know it. And then all of a sudden, day two, I'm like, holy cow. And then I was behind the curtains, and then where does it end, and how do we create the form and the shape? There was so much. I think the best thing I did was just get lost and listen.
Totally.
That's what I did.
Well, and I think that comes across really strongly in the movie as well, because Herbs is a huge band as well. It's a big whānau. There's a lot of people who've come in and out of that band. How did you get everybody together? Did you have a focal point for people, or was it just sort of like...
Money?
Yeah.
No, it was... I just shared the kaupapa, what the vision was. We sort of snuck in the back door of someone who I'd been working with for a long time, Mr. Dick Reed, the one and only. And him and Tama Renata used to flat together.
Oh, cool.
So they go deep.
That's a deeply New Zealand story.
That's right.
Be like, oh, yeah, we used to flat together.
They used to flat together and did a lot of other things together. But there was a door that sort of opened off the back of the success of Poye, and then it was about sort of sharing the vision and that kaupapa with Dilworth. And of course, as you say, Herbs is a band with a 40-year history, and they're not just multifaceted, they're multi-islanded.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of legacy, there's a lot of different visions, and people have carried the torch and the mantle at different epochs
in their
life. So in terms of the focal point, it really was about whether you guys want us to share your story.
Hard out, yeah. I really liked, I think it was Tony Fanotti had a line in there where he was going, yeah, I knew what I wanted from the band. I wanted a Pākehā, I wanted a Tongan. He was like listing off, this is all the islands I want in my band. I've got this vision for it. And he made that work as well. And that is actually kind of what makes Herb so iconic, is they really are a band of New Zealand in their multicultural and multi-Pacific.
That's right.
Sort of situation.
Samoa, Tonga, Rarotonga, Ngāti Whātua and North Shore all
North
coming
Shore.
Together. And Greyland, all
out.
Coming together. I mean, like, this is the most Auckland story we could do. I think one of the exciting parts when you go on that, when you think about that 60-foot canvas screen, you're thinking, okay, the mining expedition,
mm-hmm.
how do we do this? And I would love to know what Herb sounded like in 1980.
Yeah.
And one of the guys, Phil Toms, Mr. North Shore, who's a great musician, he said he told the story about the Stevie Wonder concert and how his mate was there with this bootleg recording.
Yeah.
And I just watched the whole interview go through in real time. You know, I'm behind the camera. And then at the end of it, I just remember, hey, has your mate still got the recording?
Yeah.
He's going, no way. He doesn't. No. And then he went, oh, actually, it's Greg. You know, he'd have the tape cassette. What am I talking about? We rung him up. He had it.
It's amazing.
And Herbs in 1980 sound amazing.
And that was basically the first Herbs recording, pretty much, a bootleg done at the Stevie Wonder concert that ultimately got called off because of the hectic rain. But Herbs played. Herbs played. I did also like the line. He said, we didn't know how dangerous it was on that stage. Yeah. Stevie wasn't going to go on because he didn't want to get electrocuted. But we were like, no, we'll have a go. We'll have a go at that.
Yeah, that's right. Now, I just can't wait to share it with a big wide audience, because
totally.
There's so much in there for us.
Mm.
And that was the vision of the film, was, you know, Uncle slaying dragons.
Yeah, hard. And that's the thing that I found really remarkable about this, is everybody knows Herbs is a political band. That's just part of who Herbs are. Mm-hmm. Songs of Freedom is a great name for this movie, because that is also what this band is. I think it's Charlie who says in a historical interview in there, Herbs is a band of the land.
Kia ora.
And that is so true.
It's, you're giving me goosebumps.
It was the line, I think, that really pulled the whole thing into focus for me, because I was like, that is what Herbs are. You know, this is a band that is steeped in tēnā rangatiratanga. There is no other way that this could be, you know, the narrative of New Zealand for the last 40 years. Mm. The Springbok tour, they were so prolific in that. We were listening earlier in the show to Azania, classic tour anthem, basically, or anti-tour anthem. And then, you know, Light of the Pacific, which we were just listening to then.
Woo!
It's amazing. There's so much there. Did you find any of that overwhelming when you were going through all of those histories?
Absolutely, absolutely. But it's that personal, you know, the director's job is to listen and get out of the way and just make sure that the focus is sharp and that the cameras are recording. But in terms of how the narrative comes out, its structure, its form, they pick.
Yeah.
They choose. So you're on the river and the river is flowing and enjoy the ride. I feel so fortunate of being a passenger. So I was never overwhelmed in that sense of how much personal impact it had made or how much national impact it had made, because it was true.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not dealing with, you know, figments and your personal inventions. It's just how to bring that out in a way that comes from the inside.
Totally.
And I think the voice rings true, what they've done, what they've given. And also the scars on the chest, you know, it's tough when you're on the front line.
Yeah, it is.
It's easy when you're at the back or throwing stones from the side. But when you're on the front line with a guitar, that's tough.
That is
and
tough.
And they've clocked up the miles. And so it was also with a huge spirit of gratitude, I guess, and wanting to pay tribute to these men, what they've done for us. But also not in a way that just becomes typical hagiographical documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
Blah. You know, it's got spirit, and Charlie's a big part of that spirit.
Totally.
And linking it all back to this album, What's Be Happened, and that block of land.
Yeah.
That neighbourhood.
Speaking of What's Be Happened, you've brought us two copies of the reissued vinyl, which is very exciting.
Yeah, we just both have to hold them.
We both have to hold them in our hands. I was just leaning over to it. And this is, I think, maybe to go back to the politics of Herbs as well. You know, what better sort of way to say who you are than have a picture of Bastion Point on your cover of your first EP ever? You know, that is Herbs to a T, basically.
And that's the film.
That is the film.
That time, that date, that music, and how everyone links back to that neighbourhood.
And Matua Joe Hawk as well coming through. It's just an incredible...
The real mayor of Auckland.
The real... Shout out to Phil, if he's still listening out there. But it is amazing. And we've got these two copies of the vinyl to give away. If you would like a copy of the reissued What's Be Happen by Herbs, I'm sure you would.
That is huge.
It is huge. Flick us a text on 5395 with your name and your B card number. Hey, Te Arepa, what are you most excited for about bringing this movie out to people?
There's a big, unexpected journey ahead of us. And, you know, the headlines and the music we all know. But when you come down and you sit inside this theatre with your friends, with your family, generations of people, you're just going to go on a great, great ride.
Well, you better book your tickets quickly, because this one's definitely going to sell out. It's playing on August the 3rd at the Civic Theatre as part of the NZIFF for 2019. It's Herb's Songs of Freedom. Kia ora te arepa. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Awesome.
We're going to leave with Dragons and Demons
from
What's Be Happen.
It's for what a judge.
Could only ever be Herbs, couldn't it? This is Dragons and Demons from What's Be Happen, which has just been reissued as well. We'll pick a couple of winners in a minute for that. Kia ora to Te Arepa Kahi for coming in and chatting to us. Te Arepa is the director of Herbs Songs of Freedom, which is playing at NZIFF. It's playing on August the 3rd. That's a Saturday at 8:30 p.m. at the Civic Theatre. You better jump on and buy your tickets quickly because that one's definitely going to sell out. Hey, speaking of people in the studio, kia ora Steve, how are you going?
Kia ora, good, thanks.
Nice to have you up here this morning.
Thank you. That was a good segue.
That was we're so good at segues, Tess. We're talking movies still for the NZIFF. Specifically, we're now going to talk about High Life, which has had quite a bit of hype around it. It's directed by Claire Dennis. It's got Robert Pattinson in it, Juliette Binoche, and other significant names in the film world. What have you got to tell us about this? You haven't seen it yet, have you, Steve?
I haven't seen it. Well, so each year Flix sponsors a film in the program, and I set out this year to find something really nice and populist and all-embracing that was open to all audiences. And I ended up selecting a film that's about the reproductive future of humanity in space as prisoners head towards a black hole. So I'm not sure.
Yes.
I'm not sure I fulfilled my brief completely. But I've been intrigued about this film since it was first announced and started playing at film festivals last year. Robert Pattinson keeps making interesting film choices, right? Like, he will pop up in the International Film Festival here on almost an annual basis, sometimes more than once in the program.
Yeah.
Really kind of, I guess, like doing what Kristen Stewart does as well and just cashing in on all that opportunity that he's had to, you know, I guess him being in a film helps get stuff made.
Exactly.
And so, you know, I tend to trust his instincts way more than I ever thought I would a decade ago.
I feel like
we're avoiding referencing the
Shall Not Be Named,
the great vampire teen movie of the decade.
Oh, you did a good job of bringing that into the conversation.
I feel like it was in the conversation already.
To be fair, I think you're totally right though. Maybe that was also a very savvy choice of him because it probably bankrolled him being able to do some other projects that he wouldn't have been able to do otherwise.
Yeah, and so I mean, this is, I think if you've been following Pattinson's career from Twilight,
there it is,
and you want his movies to be like they used to be, then this is going to be another tough entry in that canon. The director, Claire Denis, has a history of quite challenging filmmaking. Mm-hmm. This is her first science fiction project, having done a lot of sort of like colonial and post-colonial sort of work. Why she's made a science fiction film, I'm not entirely sure.
I feel like, doesn't science fiction and post-colonial politics, don't they often sort of sit together? And, you know, that's very sort of Ursula Le Guin kind of vibe going on there.
And as an avowed science fiction nerd, I would argue endlessly for its for it being a genre which lets you explore everything that faces humanity in the present.
This is very true.
However, we're not in a situation where we're putting a spaceship full of prisoners, pulling them into space and tracking them at a black hole and trying to figure out human reproductive systems. So, not yet.
Hopefully not for a while. This sounds terrifying.
There's a great line in the trailer where... There's a great line in a clip that's online where he's having a conversation with Juliette Binoche. She's a doctor who's conducting these experiments on her passengers, prisoners, unsure yet.
The trailer leaves a lot to be answered there.
At one point, Robert Pattinson, not unkindly, calls her a shaman of sperm. So
wow.
Oh my god!
What a title!
Populist film. This one, I can't wait. I got some stuff spoiled about this film within about 25 minutes of its premiere at the Toronto International Film Festival last year. Twitter sucks.
Twitter does suck.
I can't wait to see this on the big screen at the Civic. It's got one of those great prime evening slots. It's playing there at 9 p.m. on Monday, the 29th of July. But there's also screenings. There's a screening at the Hollywood actually before that, and there's a couple of screenings at Queen Street also.
They'll all be good places to go see. The Hollywood's always a fun place to go watch a movie.
I reckon. But there's something about the scale of that Civic screen that I can't wait to see.
I think it suits space. Suits space movies, definitely. Hey, this isn't the only thing you're talking to us about this morning, though. The classic film, the film quiz that we've got every year as part of the festival. What's happening this year?
We teamed up with Letterboxd a few years ago and started doing film quizzes. It's held in the Winter Garden. It's held in, you know, nice kind of cabaret seating in the Winter Garden on a Saturday afternoon.
Very cool.
And it's a mix of kind of cinephile and nerdy and weird question topics. We haven't actually written too many questions for this year, but previous rounds have included, there's an audio round each year. I've done things like play a bar fight from Roadhouse, asking people to guess the film, or name the particular Nicolas Cage rant is from. There was a year where there seemed to be quite a number of films with Colin Farrell and Nicole Kidman often starring together, so there was a round about their film. So the best thing to do is just have a nosy at the program, because there obviously will be a bunch of questions about what's in the festival.
Nice.
But we will... look back in idiosyncratic fashion over what sort of happened over the previous year in film, and just whatever takes our fancy, really.
I feel like if you win this and you're dubbed the most knowledgeable film person, that's a very glorious hat to wear.
Big time. Well, a couple of things in light of that. So it's a team-based event.
Yeah.
Teams of up to six people. The last 2 years, a team from Hamilton has come up and stolen the top honours, so we kind of need to keep the trophy here. There is literally a trophy, a bunch of prizes. There's info on this in the program, but the gist of it is you can register online at quizshow.fun.
Quizshow.fun.
Oh, wow.
I love that.
That's a great
you can go
URL.
Go to fun, and that's where you'll find
it. How is that URL not already taken?
I don't know, but I think we probably all need to append our URLs to .fun ASAP.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's great.
So if you want to do that, that's where you go. You can also go and check out High Life if you want to get sort of weird and spacey and Robert Pattinson-y on it, which it does sound like a fantastic movie. That's playing at the Hollywood Avondale, the Civic, Event Cinema Queen Street, and that's on the 26th, 29th, 30th and the 2nd of August as well. It's all in the program, though, if you missed any of those dates. Fantastic. Thank you very much, Steve.
You've been listening to Beer Movies, thanks to Metze Bar.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.